Kansas, Illinois, Missouri, and Wisconsin allow citizens to buy low-cost prescription drugs from Canada. Lower cost, even though in many cases the drugs are made here, sent there, and then brought back in what's called re-importation. The American drug industry hates this. The Food and Drug Administration calls it illegal and unsafe. As North Country Public Radio's Brian Mann reports, Canadians are baffled and offended.
Across the U.S., retail shops and internet sites are doing huge business selling Canadian prescription drugs, often at half the cost. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration describes the re-importation of medications like Lipitor and Wellbutrin as both illegal and unsafe. During a debate in October, President George Bush echoed those doubts.
When a drug comes in from Canada, I want to make sure it cures you and doesn't kill you.
At the time, the U.S. government was looking to Canada for a fresh supply of flu vaccine. But President Bush still described shopping at Canadian pharmacies as risky.
What my worry is that, you know, it looks like it's from Canada and it might be from a third world.
Many Canadians say these fears are misplaced and misleading. Dr. Philippe Couillard is a surgeon from Montreal and health minister for the province of Quebec. He argues that Canadian pharmacies and drug suppliers are regulated just as carefully as those in the U.S.
It's as safe as anywhere in the world. There's no reason why it would be different in Canada than in other countries. But the difference is that in Canada we have a system whereby price is regulated and usually kept lower.
This is Jean Coutu, a chain pharmacy in a working-class neighborhood of Montreal. It looks just like any drugstore in the U.S. The white-coated pharmacists declined to be interviewed on tape, but they say fears about their drugs are laughable. They point out that many medications sold here are manufactured by American drug companies. On the street outside, customers Michel Lebeau and Stéphane La Rochelle say they're not worried by warnings issued in the U.S.
Never. I go there and I buy them and I feel secure.
I've heard it on the television and radio, but it's not a concern for me. I think that it's pretty safe to use any prescription drug that we have here in Canada, so I'm not wondering about that. So.
People like Yolande Grant say they trust the Canadian government to review the safety of their drugs and are irritated by alarms raised in America.
It's not true. I don't believe it. Our drugs are approved by our government.
And you think they do a good job?
Well, of course. Of course.
Canadian government officials have worked to discourage Americans from shopping for prescription drugs here, not because of safety concerns, but because Canada's pharmaceutical industry is simply too small to supply the huge U.S. demand. Quebec Health Minister Philippe Couillard also points out that high drug prices paid by Americans effectively subsidize Canada's own pharmaceutical industry.
And there's no advantage basically to us in opening borders because of the impact it could have on prices on our side and also the potential loss of investment from the industry in Quebec and Canada, which is quite important to us.
U.S. drug companies have threatened to cut supplies to Canadian pharmacies that sell to Americans. A task force appointed by the Bush administration is expected to release a report on the safety of imported drugs sometime this week. For NPR News, I'm Brian Mann.